Mostly sunny, 26 in Mildura. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Arts Mildura's been given close to $55,000 to deck out its Deakin Avenue headquarters. The team will use the state government cash to create a co-working space, four new artist studios and an online store to sell our works to the world. Arts Mildura Executive Director Gareth Hart says the vision is about transforming the community through exceptional arts experiences.
So we're looking at ways that we might invest in or support that kind of career progression of emerging or community artists, and to invest in their skills, in their capacity to kind of self-drive their own business or self-drive a developmental journey to have a more professional practice.
Forest Fire Management Victoria's targeted planned burning program in the Loddon Mallee will begin in coming weeks, pending conditions. In the Mallee, the focus is on creating strategic fire breaks in the Mallee parks, including Big Desert and Murray Sunset. Listeners can do their bit to pursue an unpolluted environment by participating in Clean Up Australia Day this Sunday. Schools are picking up litter today, while a clean-up will be focused between Mildura Station Homestead and Apex Park, kicking off at 9 a.m. Sunday. We are reminded many hands make light work. To find out more, head to the Clean Up Australia website. The Rail Freight Alliance has a new leader. Glenelg Shire Mayor Anita Rank was elected unopposed to the chair for 2020, replacing Mildura Councillor Glenn Milne, who has served in the role for several years. Councillor Milne has been elected as Deputy Chair. And Mildura's AgTech Machinery has claimed a national award. They claimed the Manitou Dealer of the Year award at the Manitou APEC Dealer Meeting in Perth this week. AgTech's one of two heavy machinery dealers in Mildura that supply Manitou products. The final home and away matches of the Sunraysia Cricket Association begin this weekend. Merbein South will play their last game this season against a hungry Mildura West, who appear to have missed out on finals qualification. Nichols Point can start a streak heading into the deciding weeks if they get up against Mildura Settlers. Workers Gold Goal and Irimple verse each other in a litmus test for the finals, and Kumiela Wentworth and Mildura East both play their final match of the season. The loser will get the 2019-2020 wooden spoon. That's your latest news and sport.